Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere else.
week of Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com. You know, tonight we're going to get it on and popping. We're going to talk about what to do on first dates. We may just throw in a little bit of gay marriage news because
a lot of people
have been on the air talking about gay marriage. What are the do's and don'ts of a first date? Call me now at 347-989-0761. And we have a caller already on hold, holding all. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Darlene. This
How
is Darlene
are you?
I'm talking to, right?
This is the one and only. Who am I speaking to?
This is John from Brooklyn. Also one of your Facebook friends.
Okay, John. John, do you have a last? Well, we don't want to blow up your last name, but welcome to the air. Thanks for calling in. The first caller is a male. Now, John, we're talking about the do's and don'ts of a first date. Do you kiss?
Right.
Do you make love? Do you tell all your likes and dislikes? In your opinion, what is the quality first date supposed to be like? Do you smash?
Well, the quality first date, the answer to those first three questions would be no, no, and no. You know, it's like the old school belief, like if you go on a date with somebody and you're doing all that in the first like 10 minutes, then how many other people have come along and done the same thing, you know what I'm saying? So...
Well, that is such a great response because a lot of females lately are disagreeing. And there is a survey going around that women over 40 are not as old school in their beliefs as, you know, it used to be in the past. But then you find a lot of young people, you know, hooking up at clubs, meeting, getting drunk, getting high, meeting in the bathroom, and actually having intercourse with people that they don't even know. And in the morning when they wake up, they don't even remember what they did. So
it is really
getting out of control. So as a man, what would you advise a young person on the first date? Let's say if you had a daughter.
Right.
What would you think her first date should be like?
I would tell her if she did any of those things, I would shoot her. to be cautious. You know, this is a crazy world we live in. You know, and just be cautious because you really can't tell young people much of anything. You know, but you know, just to be cautious, really. You know. Use a lot of discretion in who you're dealing with. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because sometimes that first kiss could even lead to a sexually transmitted disease. Because you never know what kind of diseases that this person can have, even if you kiss on the first date. Even that is risky. You know,
a long time ago,
you could watch television shows and the men would kiss the woman on the hand. You'd see movies where the men would kiss the woman on the hand or a woman wore gloves.
Right.
So if he, you know, took her hand, you know, there was no fluid or no bodily exchanges. If a person kissed you, you know, it was like really moving too fast. You know, we need to bring back those old standards of conduct when it comes to dating. What happened to those morals and standards, you know, standards of living? What do you think happened, John?
It's 2012. Things changed.
Do you think that parents have to be a little bit more on top of how they raise their children and lead by example?
Definitely.
Because I think that's where it's going. I think that the family structure is breaking up and the morals and the scruples of our youth are gone. We don't have the same parents as our parents had. And it's sad because a lot of these kids don't understand limitations. Everything is now, here, for the moment.
Right.
So, and then the music is not giving them anything much to go on either because everything is about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Right.
So, and you know, the movies that they see, everything they read in the magazine, it's everything is self-gratification and everything
right,
is here
right.
now. So,
right.
you know, and on that topic, being that recently Obama has been criticized by some politicians about his support of the gay marriage. That's crazy because just 4 years ago, you
right.
know, he was talking – like he was talking a little different,
right.
but now people are coming down on him because, you know, they said he feels pressured. But I personally think that he feels pressured to support gay marriage because a lot of the gay people have
right.
a lot of money and
right.
they're funding
right.
his campaign. So I think
right.
he was
well,
pressured.
Right.
I don't believe he believes in gay marriage. What do you think?
Right. Well, that's been going on. I mean, with politicians, you know, I mean, you don't know what their real what their real stance on the issues are. A lot of times, because of what you just said, because you know, a lot of times when it's, I mean, this is I like Obama, but this is, you know, this is election year coming up, so you can't tell really, you know, what the, you know, which is really true and what's not true sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
It happens with a lot of them, not just him, a lot of different politicians, governors, senators, and all that stuff. And as far as we're getting back to what you were saying for 2 seconds about the music thing, I work in the music industry, but I work with a lot of older school. Like, if I had you off the line, I would tell you what my last name is. You would know. You've seen me. But I can't. I don't want to say it over the air. But
that's
but,
okay.
You know, but, what do you call it? You know, a lot of the new school stuff talks about that, but a lot of the old school stuff is not really about all that kind of stuff, what you were just talking about before. You know,
exactly. It led something to the imagination. The
right,
lyrics
right.
were more, they used a lot of imagery, and you know, it was more romantic. You know, it just wasn't outright blatant in your face. And that's really sad that it has happened. So a lot of people won't really understand the purity and the quality of music. And also it reflects on how men and women are treating each other based on the type of music they write. If you listen carefully to the lyrics, then that tells you the quality of the individual.
Right.
Which is not really something to praise, but in this days and time, we are ruled by people that praise, you know, sloth and low class and the lowest common denominator of a population. And it's sad because a lot of these artists won't have the decades notoriety of some of the greats. So I think some of the greats, this may be the last century possibly the last decade that we will have good music. So thank God we were born during a time that we can look at music and say that we experienced music of our grandparents and our parents and ourselves, and which made us into the individuals that we are today.
That's right. Now, let me ask you a question. This is internet radio I'm calling into now,
this
right?
This is internet radio. You are heard all over the world. I don't even want to tell you how many millions of people call in. And you were just one of the lucky ones that actually got clicked on because sometimes we just get too much, and sometimes you have to scrutinize, you know, the callers based on where they're calling from. So I see you're calling from a 718 area code, which I just had to answer because, of course, that's the New York area code.
That's right. Brooklyn, darling.
Brooklyn, BK. Well, thank you so much for calling in and giving your opinion on the first date. So you're saying, should you smash? And the answer is no.
That's right. Right across the board. Put that in the election this year.
Thank you so much.
All right, darling. You have a blessed night. All right.
You too. Now, that was John from New York City calling in, telling us that he does not believe that you should smash on the first date. Now, that's from a man's point of view, which is very, 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 very rare. According to 25dates.com, which is Canada's speed dating company, and it's been around for 10 years, the first date, you should plan the date. Whomever asks the other for a date is usually the party responsible to decide what that date will entail. If you met your date through speed dating, make good use of the personal profile feature to find out what your date might like to do. Come up with a couple of suggestions and run them by the person before the date. This way, they'll be prepared and know what to expect. Because if they don't seem to like any of your ideas and don't offer any of their own, ask them to suggest something they might like to do. The second tip is it's important to keep your first date simple but fun. And remember that the point of going on a first date is to get to know each other. Try to stay away from choosing things like either put too much pressure on to talk, like sitting down for a dinner right away, or not enough, like a movie. Choosing a fun activity like a sport, museum, art show, or city attraction can help focus the day and create something for the two of you to talk about and enjoy together. And also remember, the date does not have to happen at night, but could happen in the afternoon or on a weekend. Hey, even in the morning. And if it goes well, you can always extend it. You don't need to choose something really expensive either. Now, that's very interesting because a lot of people tend to think that you got to go someplace extravagant. You got to go someplace at night. Plan to meet at a location where you will have your date, if possible, just in case things don't go as well as expected. This way, either of you can leave at any time. It's also a good idea to get to know someone first before inviting them to your house. Please, 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 people, don't invite people to your house on the first date. Now, guys, when you arrive on your date, flowers or a small token are a nice touch. It may sound old-fashioned and show some women some chivalry is not dead, but women may think that you are trying too hard. So if you're the type that's bringing flowers or gifts on the first date, the average woman is saying, well, he's really working at this too hard, he's too easy. So you may want to come down on the gifts. If you bring one little flower, you know, if they're in bloom or if you're a gardener, or you work at a flower shop, yeah, but if you go out of your way to buy flowers, a lot of women really don't really like that. That's a real turn off, according to most surveys. Me personally, I love flowers, but get to know me first. Now, women, don't feel shy about bringing a small gift to your date either. It could be something simple and fun, just to show you were thinking about him before the date, and it will also show part of your personality. Now, that, too, may not work because men will think, oh, she's desperate, she's needing, she's trying to hook me in, you know. So you may want to hold off on bringing stuff to a person that you really don't know. Dress well and make sure you are well-groomed. Now, if you choose to eat on your date, do not eat anything that could be messy, smelly, or potentially embarrassing. Watch your table manners and chew with your mouth closed. And don't drink too much alcohol, please. And remember, ladies, if you do meet at a club or at a bar for the first time, never leave your drink on the table. And guys, you too, don't leave your drinks around to go to the bathroom because sometimes people do stupid things and put things in your drink just to get you alone somewhere, either to rob you, rape you, cut you up, kidnap you, ridicule you, take pictures of you. So be mindful of these things on your first date because, like I said, dating is not like it used to be. You know what I mean? It's not a safe haven anymore. Please, whatever you do, avoid discussions about religion and politics It's not a good idea to get into really personal issues before you even really know the person. It could turn out badly if you have conflicting opinions with no background on each other to really understand why. So try not to get into debates on the first date. And do not discuss past relationships. I wrote a song about this, okay? Leave your past in the past. That's why it's called the past. This will only make you seem like you're not over your ex and not really 100% into the date. So don't talk about your old lovers. And don't be comparing, you know, their hands. Oh, you look like this. Oh, she wore her hair like that. Or he walked like this. Don't do it because it's a turnoff, okay? Now, if you were the one who asked the other on the first date, I think you should pay. If your date tries to pay, stand your ground in a gracious way, as chances are they are just being polite. I just personally think that whoever asked the other on a date should be responsible for the date. However, if someone is paying for your date, do me a favor. Have some class and at least leave a tip, okay? Now, try to relax as much as possible and let your personality shine through. Something attracted you to each other in the first place, so stay confident in the fact they are interested enough to go on a date with you. Saying goodnight. Now, by this point, you should be able to gauge how well the date went and if you are both interested in a second one. Discuss a time to call, perhaps in 2 days or even the next day if it went really well. And remember, when you exchange the numbers, I hope it is by cell phone. Do not give anybody your house number on the first date. Get to know a person. You don't want them to be stalkers. You don't want them to play mind games, calling your house just to hear your voice. Okay? Don't do it. Go for a very simple kiss on the hand or on the cheek. There is no reason why you need to go for a big smooch on the first date. And in this case, it's better to be safe than sorry, because people have diseases and germs, and if they can have bad breath, you really don't want somebody with a sexually transmitted disease or some type of tuberculosis or flu kissing all over you. Learn how to just nod. There doesn't have to be physical contact, but if you feel that you must have a kiss, go for the cheek or the back of the hand. Keep your feelings clear that you enjoyed the day and are looking forward to seeing them again. If it is true, don't lie to that person telling them that you want to see them again, knowing good and well that you really don't. Okay? Because people just take it the wrong way. You don't want to lead somebody on. Okay? I'll be right back.
World. Southside, can't get enough, can't get enough. Eastside, Westside, worldwide, ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter, probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't brag, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with the sick old vets chain. She calling, she texting, she falling, but let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause the nigga don't play them X games. Nope, straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stress, man. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I really got a main chick, from the system to home. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My homegirl tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I
I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. But don't you stop, I need that. Flow, try to cold, hide it. Even way out in London town. Whole Tyler, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with bungee down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last love nut, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the gut, alright. Never fuss or fight, on the ground trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, on the system's a hoe. You be up to no good, and everybody knows. My own girl tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
I can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like chain 420. So what I look like, skirt. Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's the hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl. Let's make a track. I'll beat the pussy up. That's a hook right there.
Said I heard you got a main chick on the system's a hoe. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My own girls tried to want me. They tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot. So I can't let you go.
She said I can't get enough. Can't get enough. Get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Wow. You know, I got a lot of feedback on the subject of should you smash on the first date. But there's two things that I just want to tell people before we end this week's broadcast. Don't pretend to be anything you're not. Because in an attempt to impress, it can be tempting to exaggerate, dress up the truth, or just plain lie. You may get away with it if you don't see them again. But if you start liking this individual, they're going to find out who you really are. So don't be lying about exactly who you are, what you believe in. And don't make an instant judgment. You know, many of us make up our minds as to whether we like someone in the first few seconds or minutes of the meeting. But our first impressions can be misleading. Try not to rule people out straight away. Instead, spend some time getting to know them. If you're not sure about someone, it may take 2 or 3 days before you can really decide. Don't rush things. Whatever you do, please do not rush things. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and listening. And last week we weren't able to do the show because of, you know, about my cousin Jonathan Lewis passing away. So we all went to the funeral. But until next week, tune in every Thursday at 6:30, blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. And until next week, take care.